Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of Change Reaction, a self-voicing game that you can download from the Mac App Store for approximately $10, of course, depending where you are in the world and your exchange rate. So as I said, you can download Change Reaction from the Mac App Store. If you go into the Mac App Store and do Command F for Find and type in Change Reaction or one word, and that's a capital C and a capital R for reaction. So before I get started with the demonstration of Change Reaction, let me just say that I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, let us start from a known spot on the Mac by going to the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift-VOD, of course the VO keys being the Control and Option keys held down together, and I'll do that now. Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D for desktop.
Desktop.
Let's go to the Applications folder with Shift-Command-A.
Applications, now in Applications window.
Now I've already downloaded and installed Change Reaction from the Mac App Store already. So I'm just going to type in CH to jump down to Change Reaction in my list view here.
Change Reaction.app application.
You might have heard VoiceOver say .app. That's because I've got my file extensions turned on in Finder. Now, because I don't need VoiceOver to run Change Reaction because it is self-voicing, I'm just going to do Command F5 to unload VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
And then I'm going to press Command O to run Change Reaction.
Menu, play. Press return to play the currently selected game. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, so as you've heard, the first option is play. And as the extra help information said, you can press enter, in this case to play the game, or you can use your up and down arrows to select another menu item. So I'm just going to press down arrow and we'll go through the menu options.
Game, classic.
That's game, currently classic.
Difficulty, easy.
Difficulty is easy.
Learn to play.
Learn to play.
Keep the change.
Keep the change exit.
Play.
And back to play.
Press return to play the currently selected game.
It goes.
Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, so for example, let me come down to the game selection.
Game, classic.
I press right arrow.
Loose change.
Loose change.
Heyday.
Right arrow again. Heyday. Right arrow again.
Classic.
Back to classic. I could have also used left arrow.
Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, so let's come down to learn how to play the game. So down arrow.
Difficulty. Easy. Learn to play.
Learn to play. Press enter.
Change Reaction, Classic, Gameplay and Rules. Welcome to Change Reaction, Classic, the action-packed puzzle game you play with your ears. Use the left and right arrows to move through each section of the tutorial, or use the up and down arrows to select a different section.
Okay, let's press right arrow.
Change Reaction, Classic, is played on a game board which is made of 9 stacks of coins arranged from left to right. The coins are comprised of pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, and dollars. At the start of play, there will be 13 coins in each stack, and you will be positioned on the center stack. You can move from stack to stack with the left and right arrow keys, and you will hear the type of coin that is on top of the stack as you move. During the game, the size of the stacks will change. They will grow taller as more coins are added to them, and shorter as coins are removed. To indicate the height of a stack, the pitch of the coin's name is either higher or lower. When it is announced, use the left and right arrows to... The object of the game is to clear all coins from the game board before time runs out. You remove coins from the board by blowing them up. This is not safe in the real world, and we do not recommend, nor advocate, handling explosives in close proximity to any forms of currency. Use the left and right arrows to... So, how do you blow up coins? At the start of play, you will be given a coin. This coin is referred to as your coin in hand. You can play this coin on top of the current stack by pressing the space bar. Your coin in hand can only be played at the top of a stack, and it must, if possible, be placed on top of a coin of the same denomination, or beside at least two coins of the same denomination. For example, if your coin in hand is a penny, you must play that penny on top of a stack whose topmost coin is also a penny, if one exists, or on top of a stack where it will be immediately to the left or right of two pennies horizontally. Note that this can mean that you might be playing the penny between two other pennies at the same level. If there are no stacks that match the criteria for a valid play, you may play the coin on any stack. If you decide you do not wish to play the coin you have in your hand, you may discard it by pressing the return key, but you will have the value of the coin deducted from your score as a penalty. If you try to play your coin in hand when a valid play is available elsewhere on the board, you will not be allowed to make that move. Ooh, that's kind of creepy. Anyway, as soon as your coin in hand has been played or discarded, you will automatically be given a new one. Use the left and right arrows to move to trigger an explosion. You must place coins so that three of the same denomination are adjacent to one another either vertically or horizontally. When this happens, the three coins, along with any other adjacent coins of the same denomination, will explode. Exploding coins are added to the pot for a given row from left to right, and will be added to your total score when the row is cleared. For more on scoring, check out the section on scoring and difficulty levels. Use the left and right arrows to move through each section of the tutorial, or use the up and down arrows to select a different section.
I'm just going to press the down arrow to show you the other sections in the tutorial. So down arrow.
Scoring and difficulty scoring levels. Difficulty level. Change reaction. Classic offers three difficulty levels,
okay,
which
again.
At the bonus round, if you manage to clear the game board before time is up,
okay, down again.
Coin denomination
coin
reference.
Denomination.
This section provides information on the various
okay,
United States
key command reference.
Key command this reference. Section provides a quick reference to all the in-game key commands.
Down
you
again.
Exit.
And exit.
Press return to exit the
tutorial.
Use the left and right arrows to move through each section of the tutorial, or use the up and down arrows to select a different section.
Okay, so I'm just going to press the enter key and that'll take us back to the main menu.
Menu, play. Press return to play the currently selected game. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, so I've currently got my choices as classic and easy. Okay, so I'm going to press the enter key and we'll start playing the game for a little while.
Change reaction, classic. The board's total start value is $44.17. Your previous high score was $34.97 for this difficulty level. Do you think you can beat it?
Dollar.
Okay, so I've got a dollar, so I'm going to press left arrow.
Penny, nickel, penny, dollar.
Spacebar to put on that stack.
Quarter.
And find a quarter, so I'm going to use right arrow.
Penny, nickel, penny, dime, dollar, dollar, dime, quarter.
Spacebar to put on that stack.
Dollar.
Left arrow to find another dollar stack.
Dime, dollar.
Spacebar.
Penny.
Penny, left arrow.
Dollar, dime, penny.
Spacebar.
Nickel.
Find a nickel, let's try right arrow.
Dime, dollar, dollar, dime, quarter.
No, nope. Left arrow now.
Dime, dollar, dollar, dime, penny, nickel.
Spacebar.
Dime.
Dime, let's try right arrow.
Penny, dime.
Spacebar, put on that stack.
Nickel.
Left arrow to find a nickel.
Penny, nickel.
Spacebar.
Dollar.
Right arrow to find a dollar stack.
Penny, dime, dollar.
Spacebar.
Quarter.
Quarter. Left arrow to find a quarter.
Dime, penny, dime, penny, penny.
Let's try right arrow.
Penny, dime, penny, dime, dollar, dollar, dime, quarter.
Spacebar.
Quarter.
I'll just show you something. You can press P. And I've just paused the game. That's in case you need a loo break, answer the phone, or somebody's irritating you when you're trying to play your game. So I'm going to press P again. I just want to rehear what the coin in hand was. Press up arrow.
Quarter.
So that was a quarter. So let's do left arrow.
Dollar, dollar, dime, penny, dime, penny, penny.
Nothing that way. Let's try right arrow.
Penny, dime, penny, dime, dollar, dollar, dime, dime.
Ah, there's no valid one, so I'm press the space bar.
Dollar.
Okay, dollar, left arrow.
Dime, dollar.
Quarter.
I love that stack. Okay, etc., etc. And now, as you let me just pause this game and just pause the explosion. What you'll find is when it says the pitch of the coins changes to higher or lower, depending on the height of the coin stack, they actually use different voices. So, as you might have heard, some of those voices were getting higher and lower. And they get very definitely lower when the coin stack's actually quite small. So it's quite a fun way to hear by the different voices, not just the pitch, but a different voice. What I'm going to currently do is I'm just going to press P, and then I'm going to ask for my score with S. S for score.
$2.40.
Okay, now I'm actually going to finish this one. I'm just going to press this one.
Your final score is $2.40. At the end of play, there were 130 coins left on the board. You've earned the rank of Oliver Twist. Press space to repeat this message, or any other key to continue.
Okay, so press any other key to continue, or just kind of press the enter key.
Menu, play. Press return to play the currently selected game. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, so of course the usual enter to another game, or up and down arrow. Now because these menus cycle around, I'm just going to press the up arrow.
Keep the change.
Keep the change, of course, which is?
Press return to quit. Use up and down arrows to select a menu item.
Okay, so we can press enter to quit the game, which I'll do now. Okay, so we've come out of change reaction. I'm going to press Command F5 to turn VoiceOver back on again.
VoiceOver on, Finder, Applications, Window.
Let's press Command W to close that window.
Close window, now in desktop.
What you might have noticed is that change reaction was using the default system voice rate of speech. And I've certainly got my VoiceOver speech running a little bit faster than what change reaction's been using. But I want to show you how you can go in to System Preferences and change the system speech rate, which Change Reaction will be using, for your listening comfort in the rate of the speech. So to get the System Preferences, I'm going to go to my dock with VOD or Control Option D.
Dock. System Preferences, 15 of 21.
And I've already got it selected, so I'm going to do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Finder. System Preferences, Window, Toolbar.
Let's do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Preference panes, scroll area.
Preference panes, let's interact with the preference pane by doing Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with preference panes, scroll area. 37 items, personal.
VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow to the first icon in System Preferences.
General button.
And we want to get to dictation and speech, so I'm just going to type in DIC.
Dictation and speech button.
VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to select it.
Press dictation and speech window, toolbar.
VO right arrow, Control Option right to the option that we want to get to.
Dictation tab, 1 of 2.
That's dictation tab, the next one.
Text to speech, selected tab, 2 of 2.
That's the text to speech tab, and that's the option that we want to get to. And that's already selected. If it wasn't selected, I could now just do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to select that. Let's keep going across with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
System voice. Alex, system voice, pop-up button.
Okay, system voice is currently set to Alex. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Speaking rate.
Here's the speaking rate heading.
31.8% speaking rate slider.
Okay, currently set at 31.8%. So let's speed it up a little bit. So I'm actually going to interact with the slider by doing Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with slider.
Now I'm going to do VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
36.8%, 41.8%, 46.8%, 51.8%, 56.8%, 61.8%, 66.8%.
Okay, now let's interact with that slider with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with slider.
And now if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Play button.
There's the play button, which will give us a test sample of what the voice rate will sound like. And of course, that'll be the same speed then that change reaction will be using. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Most people recognize me by my voice.
So let's do another test. Let's make it really slower than what my previous default voice setting was. So VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
66.8% speaking rate slider.
Interact with the slider with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with slider.
And now VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow. And we'll get it down to about, say,
20%. 61.8%, 56.8%, 51.8%, 46.8%, 41.8%, 36.8%, 31.8%, 26.8%, 21.8%.
There we go, 21.8%. So let's uninteract with Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with slider.
VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow to the play button.
Play button.
And let's play that. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Most people recognize me by my voice.
Okay, so that's absolutely, definitely slower. So at the moment, I'm actually going to leave that there at that default rate setting, and I'll go back in after this demo and reset it back to my normal speed. But for the moment, let me just press Command W to close System Preferences window.
Finder, desktop.
And we're back to the desktop. And that completes this demonstration of Change Reaction that you can download from the Mac App Store. And it's a fantastic game to play on your Mac. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.